so many of us are stuck maybe in places or feelings or states that we don't want to be in anymore, or relationships that we don't want to be in anymore. But because we haven't done the work on ourselves, we don't know how to change. And so you've got to get to a point where you realize that my reality and my life will change when I change, when I work on myself. And then you have to make a decision, not from who you've always been, but the conscious mind, who you are today versus who you want to be in 12 months' time. Life is challenging sometimes. Life is up and down. There's shit going on all the time. The more we don't take action, make a decision, the less time we have on earth. Self-love helps you evolve. When you evolve, you only get to a certain level of evolution in your life. You start to become self-aware of your trauma. It's like, take the risk, because if you don't take it, nothing happens. But that risk that you're afraid to take, it will change your life. Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Luke Mind Power Podcast, a blessing to be alive. In fact, if you're watching live right now, I want you to write in the chat. If you're watching on YouTube, wherever you are, right, it's a blessing to be alive. And I say that and I really, really mean it, because life can seem, I've seen these posts on Instagram, you know, it seems like life is going at a million miles an hour. It feels like life is just going so fast, and, you know, it's like we're it's this race of like, hurry up, get this, get that, or we've just got so many things going on. But really, it's all a mindset. It's all a mindset. My wife, fiance, if you're listening to this, this episode is probably being released after I tie the knot and marry my fiance in a week's time. So if you're listening to this, I'll already be married. But if you're watching right now, it's another week before I get married, which is amazing. I'm so excited for that. But she also, like, I sometimes say to her, I'm like, shit, I just feel like I've got so many things to do. I feel like I'm running out of time all the time, and I feel like I've got all these like things that I've got to take action on. And she's just like, you need to regulate your nervous system. You need to meditate more. You know, you need to change your mindset. You know, because the truth is, we're not running out of time. You know, I think, if anything, the fact that you've got a lot of stuff happening, like you got a lot of things that you're doing in your life that makes you busy, like busy is good. You know, why are we complaining about being busy? It's more about prioritizing and looking at your routine and the things that are important to you and working on that every single day, working on your goals, working on creating the life of your dreams, you know, and doing what makes you happy. You know, so come to think about it, I mean, I've never really spoken about this, but definitely, it definitely makes a lot of sense, you know. But again, I guess I have the mindset as well. I got a lot of things I'm working on. I've got a lot of people I'm working with, and building my company and traveling and getting married and living a new life, like creating the life of my dreams. So I guess I want to do everything. And it's like when it gets to like 9, 10 o'clock, you know, it's annoying because I'm like, fuck, I've still got to do this and this and this. And I'm just like, well, bad luck, Luke, you got to shut it down, have a rest, start again tomorrow, you know. So I'm with you, okay. I think this is the one thing that I really love about my personality, about who I am and about, you know, what I put out there into the universe on my podcast platforms, my social media content, is that, you know, I'm not walking around with a six pack, with my shirt off, trying to promote like this perfection, you know. I think as much as I know I can make improvements in my health, in my routine, in my life, at the same time, life is messy. You know what I mean? And trying to have it all figured out and being perfect, Sure. If you want to promote that, if you want to put that on your platforms or you put that as your advertising, your marketing, that you've got this perfect life and you've got a perfect body and everything's perfect, well, if that kind of like lifestyle is manageable for you and it works for you, great. Unfortunately, I'm not a judgment person. I'm not a person that's going to sit here and look at your platforms and what you're promoting and going, oh, you just want to be perfect or you're overdoing it or whatever. Like, who cares? I want to be relatable to you. Okay, I'm not you. I'm someone that's very empowering and inspiring, and I push out a lot of positivity because for a long time, I didn't have this purpose. I didn't have this positive mindset. I didn't have this joy and living in alignment with my authenticity, you know? But I'm going to give you what my last week has been like. And it is a little bit annoying because I like to go to the gym. I like to have a routine like that where I get up at 6 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, and that's the first thing I do. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Let me share with you a little bit of imperfection of this week, how it's been, man. I've got so much shit going on. And this week, man, I've been going to bed like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then I'm just, the first thing that I'm thinking about is, damn, you've gone to bed too late. And your sleep is very important, you know? And I know some people could argue and go, ah, muscle up, just fucking sleep 5 hours and then, you know, go to the gym at 5 a.m. It doesn't matter. For me, it does. You know, I've noticed that, you know, when I have a good sleep, I can fucking think. You know, I'm not sitting in my office on the desk doing, working with my clients or working on projects or answering emails, sitting there. I'm so fucking tired. I just want to go to sleep. Like, I know that feeling. Like, you know, I did it 2 weeks ago. You know, I woke up a bit earlier. I hadn't had the best night's sleep. All I was thinking about at the gym was I can't wait to go home and fucking go to sleep because I'm tired, you know? So why would I torture myself like that, right? Have a decent sleep and get the fuck up and smash your day. You know what I mean? But the challenge for me that I'm, and I maybe you can relate, exercising, I think, is very healthy. Moving your body is important, you know. It does shift your energy. It also gets you out of, like, doubt and freaking these stupid thoughts, you know, if you're moving. Whereas you're not moving, your mind plays with you, man. But once you start moving that energy and you start, you know, exercising, it shifts your perspective. Your thoughts change as well. Really powerful. So I basically this whole week, haven't gone to the gym, you know, like, and I'm a week before I'm getting married naturally it's like, yeah, come on. I want to smash it. I want to like show up. I want to like be the fittest version of myself when I get married. It's like, I'm just fucking doing my best, you know, with everything that I've got going on, you know, I'm doing my best. And unfortunately, you know, this week I haven't managed to get to the gym because I've been sleeping till, you know, 8 a.m., sometimes 8:30. You know, so am I going to look at myself in the mirror and go, Luke, I'm disappointed in you. You haven't been to the gym. You haven't stuck to your routine. You know, and that's why I continue to remind you guys to live in your world, not what the world expects of you. One of the most important things, of course, is when you're a leader, when you're an influencer, when you're a coach, when you're someone who is being of inspiration to other people. Yeah, it's very careful. It's very like, I'm very conscious of like what I share and how I advertise and promote and market myself. Because the truth is, no one wants to work with someone who hasn't got shit figured out that they could possibly learn from. So if I'm living a life where I'm just like, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I drink vodka every day. I have a beer every day. I don't give a shit about exercising. I don't care about my health and what I eat. And fucking I'm eating chips and shit and watching Netflix all the time. I mean, people want to learn from people who are doing what they're not, because they're going to be able to feed off their energy and be able to learn the techniques or strategies or routines that they, because, you know, whoever we surround ourselves with is whom we feed off, you know, like energy is contagious, right? So although, like, for example, my clients who I work with in my coaching program, my coaching institute, or my private clients that I work with, although we're physically not together, energetically we are. You know, when I'm on my coaching sessions, when I'm on the call with them on WhatsApp, when I'm sending voice messages to my private clients or to my, you know, institute clients or my coaching clients working on their personal development, the energy is there. You know, the presence is there and it's felt, you know. So I could sit here and lie to you and go, oh, man, life is great. It's amazing, man. Like, fuck, this week was hectic. You know, went to the gym every day, you know, got my sets in, you know, spent 45 minutes there, did 10 minutes on the treadmill. I've had an amazing week. And so one thing I'm very conscious of, you know, in terms of how I live and what I share with you guys is being transparent and also letting you into the world of like imperfection. A lot of the times because of our childhood trauma or because of just how we're, let's not call it trauma, let's just call it our childhood. Some of us may have been raised in an environment where we were always, you know, trying to seek approval that we would never get. You know, so maybe our parents were like, you know, make sure you do really good at school and then you would get your marks and they'll be like, oh, that's just not good enough. So then programmed you will be to try better. And then when you try better and you still fall short, then you're always trying to like, you know, get that recognition from your parents, for example. So then you fall into this subconscious programmed way of living of seeking perfection, of seeking to be better all the time and always falling short. It's never good enough. It's never good enough. It's never good enough. You know, and so as we grow up as adults, we fall into that and it's like, fuck you, I'm good enough. You know, life is challenging sometimes. Life is up and down. There's shit going on all the time, you know, and who is it that's going to judge you? Your old self. Who's going to be your judge? Your parents? Who's going to be the judge? The old version of you, how you've been programmed from your childhood. You're going to judge yourself and go, well, you're not following through with everything you said you're going to do. You haven't been to the gym all week. Who gives a fuck? Sit down and look at all the action and the work that you're doing for yourself every day. Like, take a moment right now and write down all the things that you've done this week in the last 7 days. And I bet you, you'll come up with a lot of shit that you've been through and a lot of shit that you've done. And like, you'll genuinely look at that and go, wow, you've actually made a lot of progress. I mean, I know I have, you know. I know I've freaking shown up this week. I've been doing heaps of shit, you know. So I just thought I'd share that with you because, you know, again, maybe you're feeling like you're falling behind or you're not making progress in certain areas of your life where, you know, you normally thought you would and you're trying to stay consistent and be in routine and stuff, but there's always things that are going on, you know, and there's always things that will happen. So I hope that this message, you know, if you're listening to this right now, was meant for you. You know, you hear it and you be kind to yourself to a certain point, you know, where you don't shit on yourself. You know what I mean? Like don't be nasty to yourself. And that's why I always teach self-love, the relationship with yourself, self-respect. Self-respect is also not disrespecting yourself by looking at yourself in the mirror and going, you didn't follow through with the things that you said you were going to follow through. You're a fucking idiot. You know, and putting yourself down. Why would you want to put yourself down? You know, you keep your head up, you stand up and you go, all right, man, well done. Let's have a look at all the things you achieved this week. Okay, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, but we did all of this stuff. Okay, let's go and have another week next week and let's keep moving. Let's keep getting better, you know. So again, what am I teaching you right now? The relationship with yourself is the most important relationship in your life, but many of us just haven't been taught that, hence why we have sacrificed ourselves. We are sacrificial lambs to our past and to the people around us that we want validation from. Fuck everyone. Validation. What for? What? Because people see you? You're going to be enough? That's something you have to build within yourself. If you haven't got it, that's what I help you with. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because for many, many years, I'm only helping you with something that I was dysfunctional with. I'm only helping you with something that I never had for myself. So now that I have it for myself, that I know that I'm enough, that I feel enough within myself, that I built me into a version of me that I never knew existed, that I built this version of me. Luke Mindpower was non-existent. I didn't know that all of these amazing rejections and experiences in my life of feeling insecure and being bullied and abused and going through my own emotional trauma and physical trauma was all part of the plan, you know. It's just, when are you going to take a decision and make a decision and say, well, you know what, it's been a pretty rough ride up until now, and I know that maybe there's something better that I could achieve, or there's something more that I could do, and I haven't done it yet, but I don't know what it is, but maybe it's time that I actually grew out of. And this is what it is. It's about growing out of. Grow out of the dysfunctional version of yourself. Grow out of the fear, the doubt, the I'm not enough, or I'm not feeling enough. If you're not feeling enough within yourself, good. That's a great sign. It's a sign for you to do some work on yourself. Not a sign for you to go, well, I'm not feeling good enough within myself. I'm just going to keep shitting on myself. Because all you're doing is going in a vicious cycle, you know? So there's some sort of action that's missing in your life, something that you are not doing that you need to step into. But many of us continuously stay in the same place because we think from the same place. You want to come, let's just say, for example, you know, I learned this recently because I was like, oh my God, this is such a freaking powerful like way of understanding, you know? So obviously having a coaching business, and I have to be in sales. I have to learn how to sell. I have to learn how to be on a call with someone. I have to learn how to communicate what I offer, my coaching programs, my institute. Like, I have to talk about that and I have to share it with people. So one thing I've learned recently in sales is that when it comes time to making an investment and joining our coaching programs, right, there's going to be an offer and there's going to be an investment. There's going to be something that you have to pay to invest in yourself so that you can have access to my coaching program so that you can start changing your life. If it makes sense, of course. So one thing I've learned and noticed recently is that when people decide to make a decision, when I'm sharing with them, after I've spent a lot of time with them, or maybe it's with my team, for example, people hesitate because they see the price and they can't fathom that they would invest in themselves and then that their life could possibly change. But what I've noticed and learned is that the problem that happens and it arises when it comes to that moment of making a decision, of choice. You know, you're making a choice to go, I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to make a payment. All of a sudden, the mind, it's the reptilian mind that is the protection. It's the mind that says, hold on a second, there's fear and doubt happening right now because it's trying to process, you know, is if I pay, am I going to get the results? You know, and all of a sudden, what I've learned is what happens in that moment is that all of a sudden, you're functioning from fear and you're functioning from the old version of yourself. Now, remember, the old version of yourself is the version that you've always been. So you have to make a conscious choice in this moment of faith, of research, of, you know, does this make sense to me? Is this something that sounds like it's valuable, that sounds like this could actually help me? Right? And then you have to make a decision, not from who you've always been, but the conscious mind, you know, who you are today versus who you want to be in 12 months' time. Because the old self is always going to say, no, I'm not paying fucking $5,000. I'm not paying $3,000. I'm not paying $7,000 to work on myself or to start my own business. Right? So you're always going to be working from the old self. And if you keep functioning from the old self, you will always keep being the same. Isn't that amazing? I was thinking about this. I heard someone say it. I think it was on, I don't know where, social media or something. But I saw the decision that people make when they're scared to invest in themselves is making a decision from the hurt self, from the fearful self, from the low self-worth, from the low self-confidence, from the pain of the past. You know, which isn't the higher self, right? So that's a big, big challenge. And that's why I've always said, you know, do your research. You know, if someone is of inspiration to you, or you feel that you would love to learn from them, well, that's a sign in itself. You just have to make a decision. Am I worth it? And that's the challenge as well. Many people struggle with making a decision. I've learned all this because of all of the people that I've been on calls with. I've learned this. So many people struggle with, am I worthy of investing in myself? You know, because what do we got? We got bills, priorities. We got food on the table. We've got to pay the bills. We've got to, you know, live, right? And then we forget about the most important person in our life, which is you. And because we've never actually invested in ourselves, we ask ourselves the question, you know, and I bet you if you looked at your budget and you looked at the things that you spend money on, half the shit is not even helping you become a better version of yourself. A lot of it's all fucking memberships and Amazons and Netflixes and all this shit, right? And it's like, fuck. And you get to this point where you ask yourself a question, you go, am I even worthy of investing in myself, or do I want to keep pouring money into everything else outside of you, be it, you know, family, kids? I get that. There's priorities there. But at some point you have to go, you know what, like I am also worthy of, you know, investing in myself, you know. Otherwise, again, you have to know that things won't change if you keep thinking from the old self. So that's interesting to note, and I hope that that was valuable for you, because many of us, we want change, but then we always function from fear when it's time to make an investment in ourselves. And we're functioning from our old self, and that's not the self that's going to get you the results that you're looking for. You know, change requires action, and it requires you to actually look forward and go, okay, this is going to help me become better. Where am I going to be in 6 months, 12 months? You know, and I think the other struggle is for many of us, we overthink shit so much. Oh, I need to think about it. It's like, what is there to think? I mean, fucking make a decision. Like, life is right here, right now. The more we waste, the less we have. Write that down. The more we waste, the less we have. The more we don't take action, make a decision, the less time we have on earth, you know? So talking about time, my grandmother passed, my other grandmother, yesterday, so 27th of June. And thank you, everyone, for your condolences and messages I've received. You know who you are. But in 2018, I just want to touch on this because I think we learn so much from close people that we have been close to or that have had a major impact in our life for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, time comes and time gets the better of us, and all of a sudden, they are no longer with us. You know, and so in 2018, let me just write something down, dance. I just want to share with you a little bit more about dancing, because you guys see me dancing all the time and most of you don't even know like why I dance, but I want to touch on that. But just in regards to my grandmother, so this is my mum's mum. So she passed yesterday, 27th of June. And yeah. Like, I'm in Poland, so I wasn't there. My sisters were there. My mum was there with her. But she was 86. That time is coming for all of us, you know? And I think about her life and I'm like, man, she lived a long life. She lived a good life, you know? And, I mean, some of her stories, obviously, she wasn't happy with some of the things that she went through and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, she lived a fruitful life. You know, she had a lot of, you know, loving family around her. We had a lot of good times together. You know, I think about the times that I spent, you know, with her by myself, even as I was evolving. And, you know, it's like how much of an impact my dad's mum had on me. You know, 2018 was my awakening after I came back from the funeral. So I came back to Australia and it changed. Something happened to me, changed my life. Like I awoken and I was just like, okay, I'm changing my life. I'm moving on. I'm leaving the country. Like I'm making different decisions all of a sudden just because my grandmother passed, you know. And so now this is the other grandmother. This is my mum's mum, you know. And I'm already thinking, I'm like, ooh, what's happening? You know, how is this the passing of my grandmother? And of course, you know, if you've lost someone close to you, you know, then of course, you know what it feels like. You know, there's someone missing all of a sudden, you know, so there's an element of grief that you need to go through and take the time to, you know, to process that, you know. And when I knew that she, well, I was hopeful that it wasn't that time yet, you know, because she was still in bed and she was still obviously breathing and stuff, but not as conscious as, you know, as we would want her to be. And so basically the first thing that came up for me, you know, and I'm, you know, with my fiance / wife, depending on when you're listening to this. And the first thing that came up to me was that she was always nagging me about getting married. You know, and this is actually a big trigger for me because back in, I remember before 2012, when I was actually after 1 month, I proposed to my ex-fiance or ex-girlfriend back then. You know, before I met that person, I was like constantly hearing it from my dad. When are you getting married? When are you getting married? Like my grandmother, when are you getting married? You know, so there was always this like these questions like constantly like asking and pushing, you know. So that was when I was 27, 26, 27, you know. Plus, again, this is the pressure of, you know, your family and the pressure of people around you, you know. So I had a lot of friends at the time as well that I was surrounded by that were also in relationships and getting married and stuff. And I felt so left out, you know, all my sisters. And this is the thing, guys, like this is what is actually the underdog advantage. This is the late sprinter. You know, in a horse race, the late sprinter comes from the back and just fucking wins the race, you know. And this has been the story of my life. And if you can relate to this, please share this episode with your friends because this is like such a relatable thing for so many of us. We think that we are delayed. I've felt delayed. I've felt like I was the last. I'm last in everything, you know. And I felt like I was always behind in life, right? And so now I think about it, I'm like, wow, like my experiences and what I've been through and my relationships and the fact that, you know, I was always kind of like told, hurry up and get married. And I heard this from her all the time. And eventually that's where a little bit of the pressure did come from when I met someone all of a sudden and I had so much insecurity with myself at the time. As soon as I met her, boom, 1 month later, asked her to marry me. Like, crazy, you know what I mean? Like, just like, yeah, well, everybody else is getting married. Everybody else is doing it. So you got to hurry up and do it. You know, so you fall into the trap of like almost trying to make impulsive decisions because that's your environment and that's what you think is the right thing to do at the time, you know, and you're just going off your feelings. So I'm not saying I made any wrong decisions. I'm just saying that's what I decided in those moments, you know, and I tried. But in trying, that's where your life evolves and you learn and you go through heartbreak and rejection and things don't fall into place as you think they should, but they're all lessons, you know? So now I can say, you know, my grandmother died, has passed, and my mum's mum, and I'm like, thanks, Bupcha, for triggering me. Thanks, Bupcha, for asking me those questions all the time, you know, because that's actually like probably something that did kind of push me a little bit and like, maybe, you know, kind of like the unnecessary pushing, but it was also leading me to where I needed to be, you know, because I remember going to her place and she would always bring it up. She'd always say, when are you getting married? I'm like, fuck. I used to get pissed off, triggered. I'm like, just mind your own business. Like fucking focus on your life. Don't fucking tell me, you know, when I need to do things or whatever, you know. So we can take it personally, you know, but it took me a little bit of time to evolve out of that, you know, to like know that, hey, man, that's just their mindset. That's just the way they think. Like, don't take it personally, you know. But I would always respond and I would always say, you know, when I meet the right person, then I'll get married, you know. So blessings enough. Thank you, God. Finally, after not giving up on my dream and saying no to relationships back in 2018 for 5 years, then 1.5 years later when I said, okay, now open the door for someone to come into my life, 1.5 years later, I attracted my fiance, now wife, depending on when you're listening to this. I know it's a bit confusing, but 5th of July, if you're listening to this after the 5th of July, then I'm already married. Okay, so why am I sharing this with you? Because when I knew that she was obviously not doing good, that was what came up for me, you know, and it made me very emotional, and you know, I cried, and it was also a beautiful kind of moment for me and my partner, because all I said was, you know, I said, I wish and this is the thing, when someone passes that's close to you, you know, all of a sudden it's just like, I wish I could spend more time with her. I wish I could like have a conversation with her. I wish, like, it's all the things that we wanted to do, we didn't do it, they're gone now, and now we wish that we could have more time, you know. And so, you know, the beautiful thing last year was that, you know, I did travel with my partner to Australia, and she was in hospital at the time, but we went to see her and we spent some time with her and we took some photos together, and she was happy and she was smiling and she was talking to us, and we took photos together and she was like looking at my partner and she's like telling her how beautiful she was. And, you know, and so that for me was big, you know, because she was always like, when are you getting married? And I'm like, you know, I brought her here for you so you could see her, you know. So that kind of hit me hard because I was like, fuck, you know, like I wish that, yeah, I do. Now I'm like, I wish that I could have spent more time with her, with my partner, you know, with Yulita. But again, you know, I didn't meet her until this time in my life, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's nothing to be, I'm not upset or I'm not regretting. Like, you know, you could say, well, how, you should have met her earlier. It's like, fucking, this is life, man, you know? It's just the way it is, right? So yeah, you know, but I'm interested to see as time goes on now how my mother's passing has, what kind of an impact is it going to have? What kind of an awakening is it going to give me? You know, it's it forces you to reflect on life a bit and to understand that, you know, your time is limited here, and, you know, make the most of your life. Your job is to, again, you could say, well, we're going to die anyway, who gives a shit? I'm like, okay, fine, but how are you feeling right now? And if you're not feeling good, I mean, is there part of you that wants to feel better? Is there part of you that wants to be successful? Is there part of you that wants to figure out your purpose or find what you're passionate about? Is there a part of you that wants to overcome some sort of pain or emotional struggle or addiction that you've been, you know, struggling with for a long time? Is there a part of you? Because you could sit here and go, well, fuck it, like I'm going to die anyway, so I'm just going to keep being addicted to what I'm addicted to, or I've always doubted myself, so I'm just going to keep doubting myself for the rest of my life and just live this way. Fine, you can do that. But if you're not, and again, it always comes down to how you feel. If you don't feel good and you want to feel better, well, then if you keep having an excuse of like, I'm going to die anyway, well, then nothing's going to change in your life. So, you know, it's more about, you know, you can create the life of your dreams if you want to. You know, yeah, all of our lives are limited. We're all here for, you know, a certain amount of time. And I guess my mindset is, you know, just go make the most of it, you know, and be grateful for the things that you do have. Focus on, you know, living in the present, but also having a future, having a vision for your future, creating a life that you love, and most importantly, not living in the past. As much as I share stories of my past, I share experiences. The knowledge I've gained and the wisdom I've gained because of the experiences of the past have helped me become the version I am today. So I'm very grateful for all the experiences, but I don't blame any of the experiences as to the dysfunction or a certain fucked up way that I am because of those experiences. Nah, once you figure this shit out, you become self-conscious and self-aware. And when I mean self-conscious, I don't mean self-conscious about my physical appearance that I once was. I mean self-conscious of like my reality. I'm self-conscious of my reality, of what I'm creating, of who I am, of what I'm building, you know, and being conscious of what you're creating. This is the power that you have within your life to make these decisions, you know. And so, you know, this is just a reminder for you, you know, that, you know, if you've been holding back on something or you've been procrastinating or, you know, there's a big decision in your life maybe that you've got to make right now, maybe this is your sign to make it, you know, because in 10 years' time, you'll really be grateful and be proud of yourself for actually taking action and for making the decision, rather than in 10 years' time looking back and thinking to yourself, you know, damn, like fucking, what did I do with my life, or why didn't I change sooner, or you know what I mean? And I think a lot of us can spiral into that, you know, I haven't achieved what I want yet, and so it's not possible for me because I've never done it before, or, you know, just the stories, as you would have heard in one of my previous recent episodes of, you know, there's a bullshit story that we have, unlearn that story and you'll change your life. You know, so many of us have these stupid stories in our head about why we can't do something or why we can't change or why we can't get something that we want. And I get it, because when you haven't created the life that you want to be living, it's almost, especially if you've come out of like a DV relationship or a very, very unhealthy, manipulative relationship where someone has consistently and continuously brought you down, that is going to stunt your growth and your ability to make decisions. And so you've got to get to a point where you realize that my reality and my life will change when I change, when I work on myself, you know. And I've learned this time and time again. You know, you can learn business and all this other stuff, but you'll always be functioning from a limited version of yourself. You know, a lot of us that may become successful in business, but we're still hurting inside, are just functioning from survival and from validation because we want to feel approval from the world that we're doing something great and we're successful, but yet internally we're running away from our fucking trauma or from not being seen when we were children, you know? So it's more about, hey, how can I function from a place of peace and attract abundance because I am the abundance internally? That's the power you want to have, you know, and that's something that I teach you through self-love, building that stronger loving relationship with yourself, which is obviously part of our transformational methodology, which is called neuro-emotional reprogramming. It's part of the mental state of reprogramming your subconscious mind and then helping you to heal your emotional trauma and understanding the energetics of, you know, your feelings and your body. Because we do, we carry a lot of dead weight that is just past experiences that haven't been released yet. And the more that you carry that and the more that you hold on to that, and this will lead me now into talking about dancing and why I want to tell you about the dancing, okay? Because when you learn to love yourself, right, you evolve. Just pay attention, right? Pay attention. And write this on a piece of paper if you're watching right now. When you learn to love yourself, you will evolve. When you learn to love yourself, you will evolve. Okay? So before I just talk about self-love a little bit and then talk about the dancing, I want to take a step back, okay? Because self-love is something that most people probably don't fathom the severity of and importance of why this is so important. And again, if you're in your ego or you've never been emotionally expressive and you've always held everything in and you've never actually been comfortable with talking about your feelings and stuff like that, well then, you know, self-love is going to be like cringy, you know, like fucking whatever, man, I'm a man, or, you know, and it's mostly going to come from the masculine point of view, you know, because talking about loving yourself and self-love sometimes can feel a bit like man up, you know, like you're a man, don't talk about that love, don't talk about love, you know. But love is the strongest emotion that you can feel. And if you're able to establish that connection with yourself, which is what I teach, that's why everything changes, because now you're functioning from, oh my God, I love you so much, I'm willing to make this decision, rather than I don't even fucking care about myself, or I don't think very highly of myself. Why would I invest in myself? Why would I do anything to better my life? Why would I? Because I fucking don't like myself. So fuck that. See the difference? Whereas when you actually have, you're in your own favor, you know, you've got your own back, which is something that you establish by helping yourself reconnect, spend more time with yourself. So something that I call self-attention, okay? You can't have self-love if you don't have self-attention. Self-attention means, hey, guess what? Instead of looking outside, we got to look inside. Instead of looking at others, we got to look at ourselves. Right, for a certain amount of time, because naturally we're always focused on external things. And this is why this is so powerful, that when you learn to love yourself, you will evolve. Now, when you evolve, guess what? You only get to a certain level. You'll get to a specific plateau of self-love, of evolution in your life, of awakening, because as you start loving yourself, you start to awaken, you know. Now, as you evolve, what happens is you start to become conscious. You start to become self-aware of your trauma, of the dead weight. The dead weight meaning there's a lot of stuff that you're carrying with you from your childhood or from your toxic relationships or from your insecurities and doubts and fears and things that you've been through in the past. There's a lot of stuff there that's going to stunt your growth. Okay, so I just told you, self-love helps you evolve. But if you don't address the trauma, if you don't address the pain, if you don't address your feelings, if you don't address the past, whether that was not being validated, not being seen, not being supported, not being loved, not being encouraged, physically abused, mentally abused, right? Sexually abused, being forgotten about, always put down, not being good enough, right? Constantly being put down, all of that, you know, rejected, all of that stuff is there. You know, it's almost like there is this other entity, you know, like the, and they say your inner child. There is this younger version of yourself. But really all that is, right, it's this energy of your childhood, which is kind of stuck there in your body. Plus it's memory. You know, it's the subconscious remembrance of what you've been through in your life. And then connected to the energetics, which is your feelings, which is your emotions of what you felt, which is the memory, which is there from the past, you know? So I hope I'm explaining this in a way that helps you to like understand what I'm referring to. And like I said, if this is resonating with you and you feel that somebody could benefit from this, make sure you share this on your pages and share it with your friends, because this episode will change people's lives. Just understand this. So, and this is basically what I teach in my coaching methodology, which is called neuro-emotional reprogramming. So as you evolve in self-love, you start to practice self-love. I start teaching you the steps of doing this. You're going to evolve and you're going to get to a certain plateau where you're going to keep trying to practice self-love, but you're not going to grow anymore. So all of a sudden you're stuck on this plateau carrying all this dead weight, and you're going to be forced to start to address it. You're going to be forced to start to look at it. You're going to be forced to start to express it. You're going to be forced to communicate about it. You're going to be forced to bring it to the surface. Now, why are you going to be forced to do that? Because you're going to start having the love in yourself to be able to make the decision, because you're going to have your own back and you're going to be like, oh my goodness, like I love me so much. I understand now, I'm connected. But guess what? I haven't addressed some stuff that's been really difficult for me to bring up, because I've been afraid and I'm ashamed and I'm scared and I'm worried about judgment and what people will think, or my family or my friends or whatever that is. You know, this is stuff I've never talked about in my life. So all of a sudden, because you've started building this relationship with yourself, you start to actually act like the friend that you've always needed. You become your own best friend that is then there to be able to go, hey, you know what? I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to have my own back. I'm going to take action. I'm going to heal. And that's why I say your healing is a byproduct of self-love. You know, if you don't have self-love, don't expect yourself to heal your trauma. Simple as that. I've learned this. This is what I've researched for the last fucking 8 years, and I understand it. I'm not a psychologist, but I'm just someone who's been through shit, and I understand the power of self-love. And why do I understand it so powerfully? Is because it ties into my dancing. You guys see me dancing on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, YouTube Shorts, all these platforms, and you guys just think, oh, that's the dancing guy. Yeah, he's just so positive and uplifting. It's like, no, guys, you don't understand. The dancing is me loving myself. The dancing is me saying, hey, I don't give a shit about what you think about me. The dancing is healing my body through the energetics of movement, because you also release this trapped, suppressed energy from your past by moving your body. So when I'm dancing, I'm actually healing myself. But we don't realize that. So movement is also so powerful, you know. But once upon a time as well, to tie in with the dancing guys, is that, yeah, we, like, you know, the statement, dance like no one's watching. Well, most of us are fucking afraid of what people think of us. Most of us are, we're not going to dance because they're like, oh, shit, you know, like a bit conscious of, like, people are around. Oh, my God, I'm going to, you know. So we're scared of the people's opinions, right? So what am I doing all the time? I'm also actually evolving, and I'm also reprogramming my mind, because every time I get up and dance, especially if it's in public, I'm saying, I don't care what you think about me. And there my brain is constantly being reprogrammed, 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 because my brain now is becoming familiar with this act of movement and dancing. You know, so I've programmed myself to say, hey, it doesn't matter what people think of me because I'm just used to doing this now because I do it all the time. So the whole aspect of dancing comes from healing. It doesn't come from me being in my ego. It doesn't come from me just dancing because I've got nothing else to do. You know, it comes from my own personal journey of personal development and healing and doing the inner work, you know. And so I hope that what I've shared with you today is really, really valuable and insightful. And like I said, if you feel inspired or you feel that this could be valuable for anyone that you know, please share this episode because, you know, I know that so many of us are stuck maybe in places or feelings or states that we don't want to be in anymore or relationships that we don't want to be in anymore. But because we haven't done the work on ourselves, we don't know how to change. You know, we don't know. I didn't know for years. I was sleeping. I remember one of my posts that I did in St. Ives in Sydney, and I was dancing in the rain. And I remember my mum, she would go to church on Friday to the healing masses, and there was a song that was called Awake from Your Slumber, you know, Awaken from Your Slumber. And in that caption on that dancing reel, I was like, wake up from your slumber or something like that, because I feel like this is exactly what we're living in. We're a lot of us are still very unconscious, you know, and we're just in this vicious repetitive cycle of dysfunction or fear or doubt or, you know, limited beliefs or limited way of thinking, you know. And again, it's really up to you to open your mind and go, you know, there's an infinite amount of possibilities out there. And it's up to us to go, well, you know, I can create, I can try, I can evolve, I can do better, I can do so much in life. But yeah, in doing a lot does require more responsibility and time and energy and all that kind of stuff. So you got to learn how to protect your energy, and you got to unblock your abundance block so that, you know, you can actually attract abundance and make good amount of money to live a better life. Because if you don't heal your money blocks, then you'll continuously fall short and not understand the energetics of money and why you can't be more successful. So you got to unlearn that, you know. But again, this is all stuff that is just, For many of us, we just don't understand it, you know. We haven't accessed, and that's why this is just an extraordinary time in our life where we have a lot of access to information. And it's very, very important for you to protect your mind. You know, like they say, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you put in your head, you know, and what you put in your head is coming from what you're listening to and watching and who you're surrounding yourself with, and your brain is always being programmed. And it's not about perfection, because, you know, I know myself, it's not about, you know, don't ever watch the news or don't ever like watch what's happening around the world, because again, being informed, and if you're into trading or stock market and all that kind of stuff, all that shit, investing is basically impact, and it fluctuates so much dependent on what's happening around the world. So I can appreciate that some of you would be interested in understanding what's happening around the world so that you can manage your funds or your investments and stuff like that. So that's fair enough. But I think it's more just about do enough work. And this is what I feel that I've done enough, which is not never enough, but it's to say I've done so much of this personal healing and development work in terms of becoming aware of how to reprogram my mind and understanding how the mind works and the energetics of your physical body, that now you realize things a lot quicker. And you're like, uh-oh, I'm spiraling into negative thinking. Uh-oh, I've got a little bit of self-doubt. Uh-oh, this is a, you know, I'm overthinking about this. Okay, let's shift it. Let's address it. Let's talk about it, you know. And all of a sudden you can really heal and overcome something very, very quickly without allowing it to just fester. You know, the word fester, everybody write the word fester, wherever you are, fester, F-E-S-T-E-R. And what I mean by that, it's almost like if we do not address something that we have been struggling with or that's come up for us, or we're overthinking about or ruminating on, or we're doubting ourselves about something, or someone triggered us, or some sort of experience that's happening in your life or at work or whatever that's really bothering or shaking you up and it's constantly happening, you're going to, if you don't address it, it will fester. And what I mean by fester, it's like it's eating you. Like it's like worms, and fucking it'll fester in your body and it will start to eat away your power. You know, it'll start to drain you. It's like, if it's worms or like little aliens or some shit in your body that is just going to fucking, I don't know what it's called. Like, what am I trying to say? Hang on a second. Let me just go to Zoom. Festa into your body. I don't know. Definition, purulent matter, cause of ulceration as a form foreign body in the flesh. Yeah. To purify or to not, what does it mean to fester up? It's a cause increasing poison, irritation and bitterness, rankle, distant, festering, unchecked. Yeah, you know what I'm, you guys know what I'm not tripping out. Becoming rotten, decay. There we go. Rotten, decay. To become, cause bitter, irritated. Ugh. Yeah. All right, man, I'm not freaking lost. But anyway, if you haven't made dancing a part of your life, whether you put on social media or you don't, man, add it to your daily routine. It'll fucking help you to heal as well. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate all the love. Thank you for being here with me on another podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed this. I also have a link down below if you want to check out my latest book that I've released. It's called Your Power Place, The Art of Loving Yourself. You can find it on Amazon. And it's going to share with you a little bit personal stories of my journey so far and, you know, what I struggled with so much. And definitely going to be something that inspires you. And also I've got a lot of worksheets and workbooks inside that book on self-love that you can access as well. So click the link below and check out my new book as well. Anyway, guys, I'm sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. I will see you guys soon. Don't give up on yourself and, you know, take the risk, man. Take the risk because, you know, that risk you don't take, it won't change your life. You know, it's like take the risk because if you don't take it, nothing happens. But that risk that you're afraid to take, it will change your life. And I'm just learning that every decision matters. And indecision is the cause of all your worries. And if you don't make a decision, you will stay in the same place and nothing will change. So let's make that change. Be the change. I believe in you and I'll catch you on the next episode. See you later.